We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The far right have always been a little nuts, just as bad as the far left. But now you're going to end up with the far right and the far left going at each other, and we're going to be stuck in the middle.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:46 on a Monday morning. Now, three big things. Man shot while taking down Christmas decorations in southeast Wichita. Congress wrestles with saving DACA immigration plan.
One.
Folks in Hawaii want answers after missile false attack. Missile attack false alarm. Steve and Ted, three big things on KNSS.
In traffic this morning, a great warning coming from the Kansas Highway Patrol saying, don't pass a snowplow, ever.
Good idea.
The road ahead of it is not better than the road behind it. The plow is making a safe, clear path for you. Do not pass them. So that coming from the Kansas Turnpike, not bad advice out there, especially today. Highways in bad shape. Everything was slush earlier, but temperatures have gotten cold enough that slush is now ice. And it is very slippery, very treacherous out there this morning. Just be very careful if you decide to venture out. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with morning snow and plunging temperatures to a low of 15 degrees. Sunday's high, by the way, was 47. Mostly clear and cold tonight. The overnight low, zero. Tuesday, sunny and cold. We're going to warm up to only 14 degrees. Now light snow, 26 degrees. We've got a north wind gusting to 37 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. Tell you what, I've just looked out the window here at the radio station, and there's a nice white covering on the ground. Doesn't look like it's very deep at all, but there is some snow out there on the ground. And I'm looking now at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and it looks to me from the radar indication that all of this has moved out to the southeast. There is a little spot up around Great Bend. But right now it looks like the precipitation, the snowfall and so forth, has moved on to the southeast. And from here north, clear up through Salina, Concordia, back over to Hill City. I-70 looks clear now. It's all clearing up. Earlier this morning, Leon Smitherman from KSN said he'd probably be out of here by 11 o'clock was what he was saying. But that doesn't mean it's going to be any more comfortable.
No.
I mean, it's just feeling kind of nasty out there this morning.
It's going to remain pretty bad on the roadways. Just to, I don't know, say something. I saw a lot of folks, especially after last week's storm, online really taking the road crews to task, the different road crews saying that the roads were awful when that happened. I just got to back up the road crews. They are out there doing their jobs right now, doing a very good job and the best they can. The problem with both of these storms is that it was raining and then the temperatures switched into freezing. There's really not a lot of...
There's a lot of... It goes into decisions by the utility company. One of them is... Is this when does it snow? When does it rain? When will it stop?
Yeah. When will the rain ahead of time as a storm goes in wash off any pre-treatment that we put down?
Counterproductive to do something like that.
Exactly.
Of course, every time anybody does anything anywhere in this world, it is second guessed by a lot of people.
Yeah, and especially on the internet, all you see is complainers, it seems like.
And,
so that's just where that is.
It's like when your power goes out and it took Westar 15 minutes to get over there and get it fixed. I mean, it's like, come on, folks. These people, give them a break now and then. Anyway,
yeah.
We appreciate the road crews out there right now.
We really do. And we know they're out there right now working very hard.
They're working because we just got a bulletin. Don't pass those people.
Yes.
8:50 now with Steve and Ted. A female passenger has died hours after a casino boat caught fire off Florida's Gulf Coast, forcing her and about 50 other passengers and crew to jump into the chilly waters to escape. You heard our story. I've been listening this morning. We've been talking about this this morning. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office spokesman Kevin Dahl said the victim was 42 years old. Her name was not released. Now, this boat, this casino boat, caught on fire not far from the shore, and most folks were able to get off and just pretty much wade to shore. But there were a few injuries, and there were no fatalities earlier, but now a 42-year-old woman has died after that it was a tragic deal going on down there in Florida.
Yeah.
It's the year of the pickup at the 2018 North American International Auto Show in Detroit, as General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, and Ford unveil new trucks in a fast-growing and highly competitive U.S. auto market.
A Fiat truck?
Fiat Chrysler will roll out a redesigned Ram truck.
Okay, redesigned Fiat Ram Chrysler. Okay, yeah. There we go.
GM's Chevrolet brand is showing off the new Silverado. It's the first time in at least 29 years that show organizers can remember two Detroit automakers unveiling new full-size trucks at the same Detroit event. Also, Ford is re-entering the small pickup market with a new version of the Ranger. Remember the Ford Ranger?
Yeah.
There you go. So, rolling out some vehicles there at Detroit at the auto show. Stock market's fabulous start to 2018 carried through its second week. Rising retailers pushed stock indexes farther into record territory Friday. Interest rates also climbed after a report showed that a key component of inflation accelerated last month. The S&P 500 rose over 18 points. Dow climbed 228. The NASDAQ rose 49 points. Airbus says it will stop making its costly A380 Super Jumbo if it can't strike a long-term deal with the airline Emirates for a steady supply of the planes. Airbus chief salesman John Leahy told reporters, "If we can't work out a deal with Emirates, there is no choice but to shut down the program."
Ooh.
Said the airline is the only one who has the ability to commit to a minimum of 6 planes a year for a minimum of 8 to 10 years, which Airbus needs to make that program viable. The double-decker A380 drew worldwide attention when it was launched a decade ago, but has long met questions as to whether it could generate enough demand. And the owner of a Virginia seafood company has been charged with conspiracy to defraud the federal government by mixing foreign crab meat with Atlantic blue crab, then labeling the blended seafood and selling it to customers as a U.S. product.
Wow.
James Casey, owner and president of Casey Seafood, was charged Friday with violating the Lacey Act, a law that prohibits trafficking in illegal wildlife. You got to label it properly. He's got an international product there, not just a U.S. product. All right.
That's right. And it's certainly not kosher. Because it's shellfish, it wouldn't be.
You'd like to do your little joke there. 8:53 now with Steve and Ted, and let's take a look at some local business news now from the Wichita Business Journal, if we may. A Minnesota company has bought some Wichita pet supply stores. The company is called Chuck and Dawn's. It's expanding into Kansas with the acquisition of All Paws Pet Center in Wichita and Derby. The transaction was finalized last week. They did not reveal the terms of the deal. The three Wichita area stores will remain open and keep the All Paws name. They're in the 1400 block of North Mays Road, north of 21st and Greenwich, and 821 east of Madison and Derby. The Walmart company announced last week that it was giving raises to a bunch of employees but closing some Sam's Club stores. The Wichita Business Journal checked. None of the Wichita Sam's Clubs will be closing. 63 clubs around the country were closed, but Wichita was spared. 10 of the closed stores will be converted to e-commerce distribution centers. Wichita may have a new seafood option. Andre Artis owns a Crab King's location in suburban Kansas City. He says he wants to bring a Crab King to Wichita, maybe on the west side. Says he's 98% sure it's going to happen. Says the company mentioned it on Facebook and had a huge response. The announcement could come this week. A new crab restaurant on the west side. How about that? All right, local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at the WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I am filling in for Bill Roy today, who's taking a day off.
In the last 5 minutes, you've had two crab stories.
I like that. You know, it's, I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of crabby.
I suppose.
8:55, Steve and Ted. KNSS News at 9. Folks in Hawaii, what answers after false missile alarm? Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.